Sonoma County Focus.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis. On the line with me is Tyra Benoit. She is a volunteer with Climate Action Healdsburg. Thanks for chatting with me this morning.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, Michelle.
So we're going to talk about Healdsburg Climate Fest, which is coming up on Sunday, April 21st. It's there in the plaza in Healdsburg, free from noon to 6 p.m. This is the second annual, and it's going to be fantastic. But I wanted to start off our conversation today, Tyra, by talking about Climate Action Healdsburg. Tell me about this organization.
So we are a group of volunteers who came together exactly 2 years ago on the eve of Earth Day, and our concern was that we were working in our different groups, but we weren't all unified in terms of a plan that we had for climate action in Healdsburg specifically. We felt really strongly about the impact of local actions, and at that time, the city of Healdsburg had passed a climate emergency resolution, but they were in the process of trying to figure out what that meant and what the implementation would be. So our first year in existence, we spent a lot of time working with the city and then trying to figure out how to develop a climate mobilization strategy. So during 2023, most of our work was aimed at figuring out what Healdsburg could do to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions and how we could be of service to the community and to the city in general. As that unfolded, we organized our first Climate Fest on Earth Day 2023, and we co-hosted this with the city of Healdsburg, and it was just a wonderful event. Again, most of us had no real experience doing large events like this, but we knew that we wanted to create something that was fun, that involved the whole family, that wasn't just focused on the doom and gloom of the climate crisis, but rather what are the solutions that we can find together to help identify and process the challenge that we face across the world. But there are so many efforts that are going on in small communities, and we just felt that we could do some good for Healdsburg.
I love that focus, that it is a positive celebration. It is a festival. It is celebrating the accomplishments of that people have been making in efforts to reduce greenhouse gases, to make more responsible choices, and to show solutions. That's just a great idea. Congratulations on having that great focus.
Yeah, and we are really engaged in that positive focus because I'm a retired teacher, a college teacher, and I know that the crisis itself can be overwhelming for both students and everyone else in our society. And sometimes we just get overwhelmed by, well, what can I do? And our booth at the Climate Fest last year and then again this year are all focused on these are the positive steps that you can take, this is what we can do as a community, and then there are also other ways that you can involve yourself in national and global organizations. So
That's
we really
great.
Try to think globally but act locally.
Yeah, and with something that, you know, when we're talking about the condition of the globe, that can feel very sort of hard to wrap your mind around and seem like what is the even first step that I take. But it does take small actions as well as larger policies and bigger actions on the global level. All right, so let's talk about the event itself. How was your event last year?
So last year, as I said, we co-hosted with the city. We had a number of people, number of groups and organizations and individuals that participated. We had, and there's a website that people can go to, climateactionhealdsburg.org, and there's a number of photos from last year's event. The kids did a parade. We had a number of local school teachers, and that was one of my best memories of the Climate Fest last year, was getting the children involved. We had a bike rodeo that the Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition helped us put on. We distributed free helmets to kids who needed them. And then we also tried to showcase transit option. Mm. And we had, you know, not just electric vehicles, but also electric scooters, electric bikes, the new electric bus that Sonoma County Transit had last year that they had just put into operation, connections with the smart train, which is also on its way to Healdsburg, we hope. And so we've tried to build on some of that. And last year we had 8 bakeries that donated all these earth cookies. And so we gave away earth cookies. And this year we've really expanded on all of those projects and have figured out ways to offer more to the community than just cookies.
That's cool.
Our goal is really to get the entire community together. Healdsburg has a very diverse population, and we switched the Climate Fest this year to a Sunday because our Latino community told us it's better for us on a Sunday afternoon than it is on a Saturday. Many of them are still working, whether it's in the fields or in the hotels or in the restaurants. And so having it on a Sunday seemed to be able to bring in a broader cross-section of the community.
That's great.
And we're going to be offering a lot of free food items that help people to think about the choices that they make related to their food consumption. So that's one thing that we've really expanded this year, and we're so excited about it. And some of the restaurants in Healdsburg are going to be participating by offering a particular item on their menu, let's say in the week coming up to the Climate Fest, that part of the proceeds will then go to Climate Action Healdsburg.
That's
so
great.
We've really reached out to a great cross-section of our community, and so, we've got a very powerful planning group that's working on this together.
Wonderful. So when you say that you want to make people with the food choices, help them sort of think about the impact of the food choices, what do you mean by that?
So we're going to have some displays up at the Climate Fest. And it's very obvious if you look at the regeneration.org website that talks about global solutions to the climate crisis, that one of the things that we can do is to consume certain products, eat more plant-based items. And we're not trying to say to everyone, oh, you have to give up all of your meat. But we're saying think about how much you consume, and maybe there's ways that you can try out some new plant-based options. So you could try a burrito that doesn't have carnitas or chicken in it, though we will be offering some of those as well, because we're not saying that that has to be a choice that you make. The other thing that we really want to stress is the waste issue.
Right.
There was just an article in the paper today that talked about how the world wastes about 22% of our global food supply. And when Regeneration and Paul Hawken did this study about food waste, they said if as Americans, if we could cut our food waste by dramatic amounts, then that would help the climate crisis. It was one of the top solutions to the climate crisis, was to look at where your waste goes, make sure that you compost your kitchen waste. And we're going to have a lot of information. Zero Waste Sonoma is going to be there. Recology is our gold sponsor.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a lot of information about what can and cannot go into these bins, the compost bins, the recycling bins, so that we just create as little waste as possible. And for most of us on the committee, this has been a real journey, trying to understand what food choices we make and then how we eliminate food waste and what it means to be a zero waste event. It's a real challenge. And there are things that you buy at the store and they say they're compostable, but then for Recology, they're saying, no, that can't go into
wow.
our compost bin.
Yeah.
So even the choices that you make about napkins or paper towels or parchment baking paper, all of those things make a difference.
Wow, that's fascinating.
We're learning right along with the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so much to learn. So that's good that you're trying to demystify this and help people understand it.
Yes, definitely.
Wonderful. Very cool. All right. And then you also mentioned compostable, recyclable serveware. Is that being supplied by anyone? Where are you finding this kind of servingware?
Yes. So one of the people on our planning committee is a volunteer. She works for Zero Food Print, but she's also a volunteer with World Central Kitchen. Mm. And World Central Kitchen is that organization that goes, I mean, they've been in Sonoma County after the fires. Yeah. They're in conflict zones across the world. And so if you go to World Central Kitchen's website, they have a lot of options about what is appropriate for zero waste. And then we're also working with Recology and saying we're making sure that all of these plates that we're buying to serve on are compostable. And we're making sure that all of our food vendors there are using the same serveware. That's our goal.
That's excellent.
We don't want any plastic.
Right.
National theme for Earth Day this year is no plastic. And so we're looking at options. For instance, in Healdsburg, we've been looking at these clay cups that are made by a company called Gaia Star. And they're completely compostable. In fact, you could just put them right onto the earth. They would disintegrate right there. Hmm. Using aluminum cups, you know, for the tall cups that are serving drinks or aguas frescas, instead of using plastic, we're using these aluminum cups that are recyclable.
Hmm.
And so we're just trying to make really smart choices, and it's been a real learning experience for many of us.
You know what? It's so heartening to see not only an organization like Climate Action Healdsburg, but others here in Sonoma County are really trying to take that into account, because we love to have a good time in Sonoma County. We love to get together. We love to have festivals for really anything. To have that focus, to understand our impact on the planet, on our local ecology, that we can have a greener footprint.
That's right. And, you know, we are talking with a company named Sparkle that is, I think, working the Santa Rosa event on Earth Day. Mm. And I would recommend that your listeners, we hope to move into that type of event. Right now, since we're on a limited budget, it's a little bit beyond our reach. But Sparkle, there's Green Mary in Sebastopol that also has tablecloths, for instance, oil cloths that we're using for our food vendors. So again, we're really trying not to use plastic, not to use things that cannot be composted or recycled, and to model those behaviors for everyone, including ourselves.
So cool.
It's really changed the way I host just little parties at my own home.
Right. Yeah. So, you can do those, all these kinds of things yourself, for sure. I love
yes.
it. I'm talking with Tyra Benoit. She is a volunteer and a volunteer coordinator with Climate Action Healdsburg. The free Healdsburg Climate Fest is coming up on Sunday, April 21st. It will be in the plaza from noon to 6 p.m. And speaking of plastic, there is something very interesting that's being done by people recycling plastic bags. Can you tell us about the aerosene balloon?
Yes, this is a project that we're really excited about, and it was discovered by our teacher colleagues, and you can go on the website aerosene.org and find out more about this global movement. But what they're doing is they're making a balloon from recycled plastic bags, and then hopefully if the sun is out. And I know this sounds very mysterious, but we're kind of keeping it mysterious for hoping that it'll bring people to see the launch. If there is a strong sunlight, the balloon will rise.
Huh.
And these students that are working on this probably 12 foot by 12 foot balloon will be there with their teachers. It's involving Healdsburg High School, Westside School District, and hopefully the Alexander Valley School District. And it's just a collaborative event that's taking the place of the parade that we had last year. So the teachers wanted to do something a little bit different, and they found this hot air balloon that is made out of these recycled plastic bags. So I've never seen one, but I've gone on the website, and it just sounds really exciting.
Yeah, I looked at the website, too, and it just looked beautiful and really interesting and creative. And it's fun that this is happening all over the world as well, people sort of taking this idea and going with it. Very, very fun. All right.
And then they will take the plastic bags, take them apart, and recycle them after the balloon has
right.
been launched. So it's, you know, the teachers that we have in our organization and also across Sonoma County are just so creative and wonderful, and we're very excited to incorporate this year.
Very cool. All right, so you've got the festival going on. What kinds of things will there be for children to do?
So there's a number of activities for children. In fact, children will be incorporated. Our stage manager is a local piano teacher, and children will be brought up on stage during the fest to participate. We also have the Ballet Folklorico, the children's group that's associated with that. Mm-hmm. And then a number of the booths have activities for children, whether they're art activities. One of the projects of Climate Action Healdsburg is our Idle Free Community project. And there's a group that's organizing an art table that will help parents to see that it's best if you're waiting in line to pick up your children that you don't leave your car idling. And so the art activities will focus around that idling issue. Mm-hmm. There'll be face painting for the kids. And again, there'll be different booths. Some booths are holding little raffles. They're free. One of the groups, AAUW, is going to be giving away children's books during the course of the fest that relate to the environment and relate to what kids can do. There's a Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition and one of our groups called Move Healdsburg that talks about active transportation is going to have a bicycle-powered blender that creates energy. Some students from the high school are going to be hosting a booth that's very interactive that introduces children to the concept of piezoelectricity, which is a form of energy generation. So all of these different booths are going to hopefully not just appeal to adults, but to children. And the children were very involved in the Climate Fest last year, and we've really expanded the number of activities that they can get involved with, too. And, of course, the cookies are always a draw for the kids.
Yes, yeah. So when you say earth cookies, do you mean, like, they're round and they like, look like the earth, or what are you talking about?
Some of them did.
Okay.
Some of them are just regular, but they were decorated to look like the earth. Some of them are just your regular chocolate chip cookie. So, again, on our website, we have a list of all the bakeries that are participating. Mm. And last year we had a group of women who are involved in we are talking about climate change. They just get together about once every 2 months and talk about this, and they hosted the Earth Cookies booth. And so we're just building on that from last year. And they've gone out and spoken with these bakeries, and they're eager to participate.
Mm, so that's delicious.
We're just excited that, again, this brings the whole community together. And we're pulling in a lot of people from Windsor as well. I don't want to make it sound like it's just Healdsburg that's mm-hmm. doing this. There's Windsor and other small communities that are involved and participating as well.
Great. You can find out more details at climateactionhealdsburg.org, climateactionhealdsburg.org. So your booths and the festival itself is basically from noon to 4, and then there is a finale concert from 4:30 to 6. Tell us about this.
Yes, so this is, again, the goal being to bring the community together, and we have representation on our planning group from the Latino community, and they suggested that Rocio, La Dama de la Cumbia, who has performed in Healdsburg twice before, would be a very good choice to bring to the concert to, again, pull people together. We hope that people will come before the concert and see all the booths that are set up, but because she's so popular, we expect a lot of people to be there at the end of the concert to celebrate with us. And she's got an Earth Day theme that she's talking about. She's performed, again, globally. Mm. She's an amazing performer, brings people together. And so there will be things in her concert that also relate to climate solutions. And we're just very excited to have her. And she's been wonderful to work with. And there's some promo materials that I sent and that you can also find on our Facebook page. So
okay. Great, great. Again, you can get these links at climateactionhealdsburg.org. Now, I know from myself experience putting together big events that this takes a lot of work and it takes sponsors as well. So tell us a little bit about who is sponsoring this, how people can support the work that you're doing.
Great. Yes, we're really grateful to our sponsors. And our biggest sponsor this year is Enso Village, which is a new senior living community that's just opened north of Healdsburg with a very strong environmental focus. And so they're our platinum sponsor. And then Recology, which sponsored us last year, is also sponsoring us again. And then we have a number of organizations that are local community groups like Rotary. There's governmental organizations like the Regional Climate Protection Agency, like the Northern Sonoma County Air Pollution Control District. And then we've got many donors who are individuals who are giving money. And the Sonoma County Wine Growers Association is participating. They've become a sponsor. They were a sponsor last year as well. So there's multiple ways, and we're trying to figure out how to best garner that support. So if you go to our website, there is a button that you can click on. Right now, we're waiting for a couple of grants that we applied for that we hope will come through. Mm-hmm. So we are operating on a lean budget, but we're feeling very hopeful that in the few weeks coming up to the Climate Fest that there will be other donations that roll in.
All right.
So we're still waiting to hear from a few groups, and we're very anxious to think about what can happen for next year.
Yeah, so, exactly.
You know, and again, the restaurants and the various groups that are offering either a table at the Climate Fest or doing something in their own restaurant where they give a portion of the proceeds from an item or a cocktail or something like that will also help us. So, yeah, we've managed, and again, we've managed to pull this together. We have a chair of our planning committee, Judy Vegeta, and her husband, Norm, is very active with Noon Rotary in Healdsburg, and they are tireless in support of this event. Both of them are working so hard. And then the city of Healdsburg is, again, helping with a lot of the costs, like the police are
right.
going to be there as a security detail. The Recology is providing the toilet facilities and not the toilet facilities, but the garbage cans and all the recycling and composting bins. And then the toilet facilities, the city of Healdsburg is covering some of the costs
The
event.
Now,
and we're actually even going to have the mayor of Healdsburg the day of the event. There's a fun run that starts at 9 a.m. at the Healdsburg Plaza, and the mayor of Healdsburg after that run will be the DJ and kind of welcoming the runners back to the festival, because solving the climate crisis, you need to stay in good shape.
Yeah.
You need to be, you know, physically healthy. So we've incorporated that. And then the night, the Friday night before the Climate Fest, there's also a community bike ride. One of our action groups, Move Healdsburg, does a lot every month with these community bike rides, and so that's also going to be happening. So all of that is again on our website.
Wow, it's so much. So a full weekend of events. I love it.
It's a full weekend of events, absolutely, and a full weekend of fun events. So again, you asked about ways that the kids can get involved. We want the kids in the run. We have a number of organizations that help Healdsburg youth to run and be involved in activities like that under the leadership of Maricel and Peña. And then the community bike rides always incorporate children, and it's very safe because they're protecting the children as they're going through these streets and on paths that are safe and healthy for the children to participate in. So.
That's great. Very cool. And then also it takes many hands to put something like this together. Do you need volunteers?
We do. We definitely do need volunteers. And if you can go to the website, there's a way to get in touch with us. But very simply, if you just email healdsburgclimate@yahoo.com, I will connect you with Lynn Gans, who is the person who's helping to coordinate our volunteers. And yes, we could use some more hands in this process.
All right.
We just met about that last night and tried to identify all the places that we're going to need volunteers.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's going to be such a fun weekend. And, you know, as a volunteer, you are in the thick of things, helping people and making sure that the event goes off smoothly. It's a great way, if you don't have funds in order to support the event, to donate your time. And I think that's a great way to be a part of it. Tyra, this is so cool. Thank you for telling us about it. And congratulations on making it to the second year. That means that things went well enough the first time around that you were ready to do it again. This is really cool. If people want to join and learn more about Climate Action Healdsburg, is the website the best place to go?
Yes, full page on the Climate Fest. And there's also a lot of information about other projects that we've been involved with and what our action groups are and who's heading up that particular action group. Because what we've tried to do is just have people find their passion. So, for instance, I mentioned the community bike rides, and we've got a whole group in Move Healdsburg that's working on active transportation. But we've also got a group that's working on bringing back the beavers to the Russian River. And so that's their passion, and they'll have a booth at the Climate Fest. The anti-idling group, I mean, we try to just help people find a way to take action and then move forward. And that's been the way we've operated for the first 2 years, and who knows where our future is going to take us, but
exactly.
It's been great to create this community of climate action people in Healdsburg.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much, Tyra, and we will see you on April 21st, Sunday, in the plaza for the Healdsburg Climate Fest, free from noon to 6 p.m. Details at climateactionhealdsburg.org. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Michelle. I look forward to seeing you there.
Yep, I'll see you there. Tyra Benoit is a volunteer at Climate Action Healdsburg. This is Sonoma County Focus.
We got to learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Well, if you're going to the market to buy some juice, you got to bring your own bags and you learn to reduce your waste. We gotta learn to reduce. And if your brother or your sister's got some cool clothes, you could try them on before you buy some more of those. Reuse. We gotta learn to reuse. And if the first two R's don't work out, and if you gotta make some trash, well, don't throw it out. Recycle. We gotta learn to recycle. We gotta learn to reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Brand new carpets and floors. Great floors and more since 74.
Save some green in the month of green at family-owned and operated Brandon Carpets. We're offering an additional 10% off our already low prices. Right, Gracie?
That's right. Brandon Carpets has all kinds of carpets. Vinyl rolls, hardwood, hard surface flooring, and rugment. Brandon offers full installation or material only for the do-it-yourselfer.
Thanks, Gracie. Brandon Carpets is known for its low warehouse prices, professional installations, and guaranteed workmanship with low-pressure family style customer service, and we're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. This month, save an additional 10% off our already low prices.
Save some green.
Visit our showroom at 3546 Gravenstein Highway South in Sebastopol. Online at BrandonCarpets.com.
Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, and welcome to Industry Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the sales position in an industry you've certainly heard of. The industry has been around for over 100 years. More than 90% of Americans check it out every week. And the seasoned local sales pros make an average income that transcends six figures. The top 5% of earners in the Santa Rosa area. The industry? You're listening to it. Radio. If you're a sales pro who wants to make an income to match your skills, contact Steve DiNardo at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group at 7